Dorothy Kane with eSystem Sales. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the husband trying to reconcile with his wife. The dad trying to talk with his kids. Because I'm in love with my wife, and I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I've been thinking lately about, I'm supposed to be involved in my kids' education, medical care, and various upbringings and so forth. And obviously, that is being denied me. And I've wondered about a lot of things. It's to me, I find it interesting if on the education stand, especially if you consider reading the Communist Confession of Faith, which came out about the same time as the Communist Manifesto. I think you'll find that you're living it and you're teaching our kids to live it. It's most unfortunate. The other thing I really do wonder about health questions, because I look at myself and my health has improved so much, it's ridiculous. It really is ridiculous. Part of me is grateful for that, but of course at the same time I'm concerned about what's happening to my kids. Clearly, I know that you have been, and there was a comment some time ago about antibiotics and whatnot. So apparently that's probably commonplace with our kids. And of course, obviously I was involved with that in years past. I don't touch that anymore because clearly there are issues. I know you have difficulty and an uncle that's a dentist, and I think root canal was considered. And do you have any idea how harmful those things are? The evidence of their harm is amazing. But of course, there's a lot of money to be made, which is the common practice in the medical industry. I may be finding another source of raw milk, which is very good, because since I've been off it for a couple of weeks, I can tell the difference. The advantage of unprocessed foods is remarkable. And I used to say that I haven't opened a box or can in 2 years. Well, now it's been several years. I've never had a box or can in this house that I live in for over a year now. What's being fed to my kids? The improvements I've seen in me, is that happening to my kids? Obviously, I'm skeptical. Because clearly the submission to the institution, the institutional church, the state, the medical community, whatnot, seems to be overwhelming and concerns me. This is my wife and my kids. It's interesting. I watched again and I notice I've become a bit more emotional. I watched again a video of couple young children going into seizures, and a guy in Colorado, of course, developed a spray using hemp that stopped the seizures in a matter of seconds, and apparently no side effects. The problem is it's too cheap, and it's the kind of thing you can do at home. That's what the medical community does. And, when I watch this, it brings me to tears. Because as I see what's happened, what is being denied others, it's being denied my own kids. I've said before in the past, the person who loves you is not your dad, is me. And I'm afraid, besides that being true, I'm afraid the person who loves our kids is not their mom, it's their dad. Concerns me. I love my family. My family's being denied to me. And it's ripping me apart. If that's your goal, you're succeeding. Dorothy Jane, I love you.